This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial mobilization of reservists in Russia. That measure appeared to be an admission that Moscow's war against Ukraine is not going according to plan. After nearly 7 months of fighting and amid recent battlefield losses for the Kremlin forces, the Russian leader also warned the West that he is not bluffing over using all the means at his disposal to protect Russia's territory and what apparently was a veiled reference to Russia's nuclear capability. Putin has previously warned the West not to back Russia against the wall. Officials said the number of reservists to be called up is around 300,000. The world problems have seized the spotlight at the UN General Assembly's yearly meeting as world leaders open it. It began Tuesday with dire assessments of a planet beset by escalating crises and conflicts that an aging international order seems increasingly ill-equipped to tackle. At a news conference, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia's war in Ukraine will be a big part of U.S. President Joe Biden's speech.
The main thrust of his presentation when it comes to Ukraine will really be about the United Nations Charter, about the foundational principle at the heart of that charter that countries cannot conquer their neighbors by force, cannot seize and acquire territory by force.
And again, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial mobilization of reservists in Russia. It appeared to be an admission to Moscow's war against Ukraine that it's not according to plan after nearly 7 months. This is VOA News. Addressing Russia's war in Ukraine through a translator during the UN General Assembly meeting, French President Emmanuel Macron says Russia's invasion of Ukraine was unprovoked and unjustified.
On the 24th of February this year, Russia, a permanent member of the Security Council, through an act of aggression, an invasion, an annexation, broke our collective security. It deliberately violated the UN Charter and the principle of sovereign equality of states.
Meanwhile, Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans Tuesday to start voting this week to become integral parts of Russia. Kremlin-backed efforts to swallow up four regions and could set the stage for Moscow to escalate the war following Ukrainian successes on the battlefield. President Nayib Bukele of El Salvador had called before the United Nations General Assembly for non-interference by what he called powerful countries, a few days after announcing that he will run for re-election despite the constitutional prohibition. In thinly veiled language and metaphor, Bukele pushed back against the criticism his administration has received from the United States and the European Union for concentrating power and more recently suspending some constitutional rights under an ongoing 6-month state of exception. Hurricane Fiona blasted the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico, where most people remain without electricity or running water. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the British territory's capital island. The government imposed a curfew and urged people to flee flood-prone areas. The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home says he intends to push briskly through the review process. Raymond Deary, the veteran Brooklyn-based judge, also appeared skeptical of the Trump team's reluctance to say whether it had believed the records had been declassified. Retention of the purpose of Tuesday's meeting was to sort out the next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months, the criminal investigation into the retention of top secret information in Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. A man set himself on fire near the Japanese Prime Minister's office in Tokyo in an apparent protest at the state funeral for former leader Shinzo Abe. Kyoto News Agency reported the man sustained burns but told police he set himself on fire with oil in a note